Hello, everyone. This is Devin Rue, and you're listening to the Quip and Quill bonus content. The following may not be edited. Some of the clips are going to be just a basic conversation between either the hosts or a guest or bloopers or really just anything else that we thought, hey, this would be fun or funny to include, but didn't quite make it to the full-on episode. And some of it, you're going to wonder why on earth we didn't keep it in the episode, and we'll probably wonder the same thing as well when we're listening to it in playback. But for now, it is what it is. We're learning. It's a process. Hope you enjoy it. And here's your bonus content. See, I don't have the date that I met my wife, because we actually met over the internet. We were on a forum together and we just started talking. But I know the date that we moved in and officially started dating. Because we did the most lesbian thing, which is we U-hauled. Accidentally. On the first date, technically.
We tripped and we U-hauled together.
Yes. Here's the thing. Okay, I met her and I wanted to leave New York where I used to live. And so she had an extra room and everything at her house that she's like, yeah, you know, if you want to come all the way out here out west and rent a room for me, that'd be great. And this way, you know, you have a place to go immediately if you want to leave. And I was like, oh yeah, I'd absolutely love that. And she's like, so how do you want to plan to come here, or you want to fly or whatever? It's like, yeah, no, I'm gonna drive, much easier to bring my stuff here. And I loved at that time taking road trips, so she thought that was the best idea ever. And you know, we had already been friends, you know, essentially online for, you know, a year at that point. So I was like, you know, and she had come to New York and spent a weekend hanging out with me and a bunch of friends. And so we had met in person, but we weren't dating or anything. And then she, you know, decided to come on the trip with me. So she flew out to New York, and immediately, like, that was it. Like, we drove across country for 5 days because we took a longer trip than normal. And fell in love in the trip. So, and her way of letting me know that she felt the same was, as I was unpacking in what I thought was going to be the room I'm renting, she was picking my stuff up and putting them in her bedroom. And that's how I found out that I was dating Bree. You know, you have better chances dating than you do to find a good D&D table.
She does things with her fingers in my mouth. I see the wild shape as the D&D equivalent of using sex toys.
Oh, I literally just said I'm going back to work. I'm not here for... No. Anyhow, the fuck is that? Why is there always something in my drink? Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Rue, I can't fucking speak today. Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Rue, professional cartographer. Cartographer? Why am I questioning it? I know I'm a professional cartographer. Cartographer? What the fuck? Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Rue, professional cartographer and fantasy. Nope. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Rue, professional fantasy cartographer. Fuck. Professional fantasy cartographer and illustrator and co-host. I'm all the things. I wear all the hats. I do it all. Everything. You name it. It's me. That actually worked really well. I'm very happy. For the quid and quid and quid? Quid? Quippin? God damn it. For the quippin quippin quill. Quippin. Quip it good. Dan in it. Ch. 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 Okay. Kitty, want to talk into the mic? Is that it? No? No one? No noise? I don't make out with cats. I can't hold you and record at the same time. You know, podcast time is not good bath time.
So what is this podcast gonna be about?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me, Devin? Fuck if I know. Apparently it's just gonna be me sitting here talking to myself until I explain shit. Q-tip? No. The Quit and Quilt. No. The Quilt and Till? The Quilt and Till podcast.
Welcome to the Quilt and Till Pod. Quilt and Till. Goddamn. Quip? Quip? Fuck. No longer know if I'm saying it correctly or not. It's not recording. Oh, no, it is. It's not recording you. Why is it not recording? I needed to record everyone, not just me. Doobie, doobie doo. Oh, I want you to know. So it's been 1 week since you looked at me, tilt your head to the side and said you're sorry. The quip on up. The quilt and quilt and quiff. Quiff? Oh, nope. It's not the quiff and quill, but that, you know, we'll have to have Arsqueef on for that alone. Once again, with feeling. The quip and quill. Quip and quill. Quip and fucking. God damn it. Take my fucking headset. Strangling me. I've said it so many times, I don't know if that's right anymore. Over to you, Simon. It's just gonna be fucking. It's just gonna be fucking. Seriously now. Come on, get your act together. Everyone ignore the cat screaming in the background. Hopefully Mike doesn't pick that up, but peanut butter jelly time. Thank you for listening to the Quip and Quill Pod to the Nope. I am over pronunciating shit. So it sounds even worse. Fantabulous. What the fuck? Thank you for listening to the Quip and No. Try that again. There's just going to be this endless recording of me saying the word quip, quip, quip and quill, quip and quill, quip and quill, quill and quip, quill and quip. No, that sounds worse. Quip and quill is correct. Quite the quote. Quiwi. Oh, I'm turning into Oliver Fudd. That's fine. It's contagious, Simon. Feelings. Nothing more than feeling. In a world. We're a podcaster, host, caught, nope. Let's try that again. In a world where a podcast host can actually say the name of the actual podcast. Actually, in a world where I stop fucking up what I'm saying. I'm saying it right. Why am I doubting myself? I should just not rehearse it. That's just it. I shouldn't fucking rehearse anything because I don't. It's going nowhere. Okay. And now there's a helicopter overhead. I live in the middle of nowhere. Why is there suddenly all these noises? It's a manhunt or a mountain rescue. Who the fuck knows? And from there, it's just. First day with the new lips. Seriously? Because it really shouldn't take this fucking long. Why? Probably eating during this is not a good idea. But I bet you it makes the best noises. And probably ones that are highly inappropriate. Like people are just going to think the wrong shit. All the fuck ups together and just like make a bloopers reel. Now if only I can say it and not sound like Shatner once again, but not as fucking quickly. Tell me you're from New York without telling me you're from New York. New York. I'm podcasting here. Actually, I'm not. I'm just fucking it up left and right. I just wanted to stop in, give you a little content warning. Content warning. Trigger warning. Content warning. Content warning. It is a content warning. About the content to which it contains. This show contains a lot of fucking swearing. So be prepared. Be prepared! Anyhow, content warning. This. Nope. This recording will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2. Just kidding. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to say the word. It's. Quip and Quill Podcast. Oh, god damn it. See, now I don't fuck it up. Apparently, I chose to accept that mission, succeeded, and then that's it. Next up is Mary-Kate. Mary-Kate? What the f***? Kate May. Oh my god. We're now selling cosmetics over a podcast. That works, right? Is that Mary-Kate? Oh, I think it's Mary Kay. Mary-Kate's an Olsen twin, I believe. Oh, well. Avon calling.